Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about a topic that I find very cool, and it's about Legos. Legos are cool. Legos are also fun. If you were to describe me in one word, it would be Legos. Now, what are Legos? Legos are a small toy famous for modular construction, imaginative thinking and formation, and pain when you step on them. I love Legos. I've had them since I was a kid. I don't remember my first creations, but I do remember some recent ones. You can build castles and dragons, town squares, skyscrapers, movie scenes, and even are used as a palette for art. Works depicting the Mona Lisa, paintings of Van Gogh, The Great Wave, The Scream, and many others have been made with Legos. Lego is truly a master tool for both the artist, the engineer, the architect, and the child alike to use. So with all that said, it's reasonable to say that I love Legos. But I couldn't build all these things from my beginning. I couldn't do them now either without an instruction booklet. Such is tedious and takes a long time to accomplish, which is why all knowledge of this takes a foundation. In order to build a Lego fortress guarding its inhabitants, you have to start small. Baby steps, as one would say. Try building a simple modular house. One that uses 6 or 7 pieces. Practice it. Slowly build it up. Then maybe go to a larger house, one using 20 to 30 pieces. Then 50, then 100, then 200. Finally, after years of hard work and practice, you can build your Lego castle. It may not look the best, which is why practice and thought must be used. Each piece must be intricately placed upon each other and have a strong base. If one is put out of place, the entire structure could fall apart. The foundation to support the weight of thousands of bricks must be strong and sturdy. If the foundation is weak or absent, the entire structure could collapse. Stability can be achieved by putting a hard surface, not easily moved, inside the structure. Artists and builders use iron pylons or cement to fill the bricks, allowing a firm and hard foundation. There are structures, some of them being most notably in Disney World, in the downtown Disney section, outside the Lego store, that are huge. There's one that's even a giant serpent coming out of the water. That structure has to have iron pylons. As if it didn't have a good foundation, the entire thing would collapse upon finishing, and there wouldn't be one. So with all that said, what spiritual application can we make with this? In Matthew 7:24-7:27, Jesus said this, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." So just as a Lego structure needs a foundation, our spiritual house, our spiritual faith, needs a foundation too. If the foundation is weak, our structure, be it a house, tower, fortress, or anything likewise, will tumble, leaving us with a mess of bricks and a feeling of lost hope. The same can be said with the spiritual life of one. A deep foundation is needed in order to preserve and to persevere through the storms of life. Without a foundation of rock, steel, or concrete based on the Lord's word in the Bible, we will crumble, and our spiritual lives will wither away. Hope may even be lost, which is why one needs to build off of a steady rock of hope. But who is that rock of hope? In Matthew 21:42, the Bible reads, "Jesus said to them, 'Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord and is marvelous in our eyes.'" Jesus is our hope and our Savior. He is the foundation we all need. He is the only foundation. There may be many who believe in other foundations, but he is the only one that will withstand the weight of the world when all others come crashing down. He is the concrete under the Legos, and he is the foundation under our lives of those who believe in him, confess, repent, and were baptized. A Lego structure needs its foundation. We need one too. Tonight you may not have a good foundation, or you may not have one at all. You may never have believed in Jesus and never have ever settled on a great foundation. Or maybe you once believed in Jesus and your foundation on the gospel simply withered away. If either case is applicable tonight, won't you come while we stand and sing?